Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been sharing about some things regarding Russia and some of the things that the Lord prophetically has shown John Paul Jackson in these they called prophetic headlines, because the way he received this prophetic encounter was, it was a newspaper that was spinning around, mm-hmm. and then it would stop. And as it stopped, he would see a headline that was, you know, in a newspaper. And these are some of the headlines that we're going to be seeing. But also, these are some of the things that the Lord had just spoke to him prophetically that were coming. And we shared with you before the break about how a Russia would take on a new nationalism, and that Russia will create a crisis to rally their young people, because they're you know, losing young people. Listen, many plans, you know, evil people can devise, but it's the plans of the Lord that prevail. You know, I heard someone say that God will let you believe what you want to believe,
yeah.
to get you to a place, to get you to a place that where he always wanted you to be. And so, you know, many people have plans, but listen, all these plans God will use for his own purposes, for mm-hmm. his own plans, for his own desires. We want to share with you another thing that God showed John Paul Jackson, that Putin, Vladimir Putin, is setting the stage for someone worse than him. Watch this.
And so Putin coming back in is part of the whole thing that the Lord talked to me about, where Putin and Medvedev would begin to clash. Putin would end up taking over, but there's a third guy behind the scene that is even more ruthless than that. And he will end up showing up on the scene. He's not on the scene yet, but he will be on the scene. And Putin is setting the stage for his coming. He is not the Antichrist, because the Antichrist comes from somewhere else. But it is part of the whole end time scenario.
Think about this, that Putin is setting the stage for someone worse than himself. You know, there's a long history. You know, Putin was in the KGB mm-hmm. years prior to. And to understand that there's shadow governments, there's people that are behind the scenes.
Pulling the strings.
Listen, there are things that are unfolding, and we want to be able to pray. We want to know what are the things that are happening, that are on the horizon, because they don't necessarily have to happen. Sometimes God will speak to you prophetically, and he'll give you a warning so that you can partner with God for his plans. And so you can circumvent some of the things that the enemy is trying to bring into a nation, and even into your own family. I want you to watch 2582, because Russia is looking to blackmail some of these nations in Europe when it comes to oil. I mean, right now you're seeing historic lows where oil is being sold at less than $50 a barrel. We've been sharing this a lot here on VFN TV, because oil traditionally was selling around $100 a barrel. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia made a great amount of wealth. I believe it cost them about $12 a barrel.
Just to make it.
You know,
to produce it.
So yeah. These are huge, huge, you know, profits, but they've been reduced significantly. And once these oil prices go up, they're going to cut the pipe. Mm-hmm. Watch this.
And Russia's going to end up blackmailing many of the small satellite nations that used to be part of the Soviet bloc, and demanding that they come into a whole new alliance and a whole new agreement. And Poland will be blackmailed. I hope they do not succumb. I've got to give a message to them in the spring when I go there. Czechoslovakia, the Slavic countries, Hungary, Romania, Ukraine, all Kazakhstan, all these are going to be blackmailed by Russia. Says, if you want our oil and you want our gas, you will come back in. Because if you don't, we will close the pipeline tomorrow. And they're waiting for the price of gas to get up high enough so they can close the pipeline to those countries and still be able to function economically in their own state. But they have to wait till the price of gasoline gets up high before they can cut the pipeline off. This is what the Lord showed me. I mean, I was going into these details with me, and I'm going, Lord, I don't think I can retain all of this. He says, yes, you can.
Think about this. When the price of oil goes up, and when it goes up high enough, they'll have to cut the pipeline. You're talking about control. You're talking about seizing wealth. There's a strategy that's trying to unfold itself mm-hmm. in Europe. And these are days that you need to be paying attention. These are days that you need to be alert. These are days that you want to be engaged in the things of God and what God is saying prophetically. You know, in years past, I would talk to people and they'd say, well, you know, I was taken by surprise and I didn't know. And listen, you don't have to be taken by surprise. God is sharing these things with many of his prophets. Why? So that we can be informed, so that we can partner with the Lord on these global events.
And you think about just the mercies of God to make these visions known, like you're saying. God does nothing without first making it known to the prophets.
Right.
And we're hearing these continual prophecies made known, made known, made known, because it's just God is just pleading with his church right now, saying, I'm warning, these days are coming, but it can be stopped. And it's just, will the hearts turn?
Yeah.
Or do we have to see these horrible tragedies as a reality before we do?
Listen, we want to encourage you. Listen, God wants to use you in these last days. Mm-hmm. God wants you to partner with him and to pray his will upon the face of this earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.